We're on Daf Chesem and Aleph now. I remember the first time I felt I really made Aliyah was when I dreamed in Hebrew. That was a tremendous, tremendous quantum leap. Okay, we're on Daf Chesem and Aleph. Last time we dealt with the parameters of Otzitz Nakuv in different realms of Halacha, in the realm of Tolosh and Mechubar, in the realm of Karka and Metaltalim. What was pointed out, that in Hilchos Shabbos, we didn't deal with it, but one could take it one step further, because in Hilchos Shabbos, in the world of Kotzer, Tolosh, there is another, a broader definition called Oker Davar Mimokom Gidulo. There's Yerushalmi, that fishing on Shabbos, fishing a fish out of the ocean, is a din of Kotzer, because you are taking the fish out of its natural environment. That, of course, then requires a different, different definitions in terms of how does one define Oker Dovar Mimakom Gidulo. Again, those who were in the Yeredeyashi or in Hilchos Shlita, we discussed that in terms of the relationship between a finger and a hand, between the jawbone and a tooth. In other words, how does one define Mokom Gidulo? Okay, but just mentioning it. We're now moving over to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak pointed out that we were barking up the wrong tree in terms of trying to understand the machlokos of the brisos of Kosev Get the Sfina. The Ukimta is not Naharos be'Eretz Yisrael. Naharos be'Eretz Yisrael are certainly Legabe Gitin Eretz Yisrael, irrelevant of the issue of Mitzvah Satulios be'Eretz. They're within the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, within the boundaries of the Mishnah. And therefore, the machlokos in the brisos is dealing with an Ukimta of a ship in the Mediterranean, a ship in the Yam HaGadol, and the question is whether a get written on such a ship requires a fanai nechtam or a fanai nechtam, and that, so into Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Benaros, Teretz Yisrael, Kol Yam HaLo Plige, Ela Ki Plige B'Yam HaGadol. These two braces link in with another Tosefta, with a Tosefta in Trumas, with a Tosefta in Chala. We've been basing ourselves, the last few sugars we had a Tosefta in Olos, now we're moving over to Tosefta in Trumas, and a Tosefta in Chala. What is Tosefta? Eizehu Eretz, Kipligi B'yam HaGadol, Eizehu Eretz V'Eizehu Chutzla Eretz, and we have over here the Shita of the Rabbanan, and we have over here the Shita of Rav Yehuda. What are their Shitot? Let's say it first outside, and then we'll see it inside. Let's take according to Rashi. What is the western boundary of Eretz Yisrael according to Rabbanan? What is the western boundary of Eretz Yisrael according to Rav Yehuda? Again, working within Rashi. No, what do you say? According to, I'm asking not in terms of how one draws the line. I'm asking in terms of a term. What term would define the western boundary of Eretz Yisrael according to Rabbanan, and what term would define the western boundary of Eretz Yisrael, according to Rav Yehuda? Those are places. That's technically how one draws the line. But I'm asking in terms of the line, where is the line?
Yamagadol or France?
Those may be examples. In terms of, let's take Rabbanan. What is the boundary according to Rabbanan? Read Rashi. Rashi Dibra Amasko Ki Plige, yes? Ki Plige B'Yam HaGadol Shehu Tchum Ma'arovo Shel Eretz Yisrael Uplige Tanoi Ika Laman Do'amar Sfas Hayam Hu Gvul V'Yam Gufe Lav Eretz Yisrael Hu V'Ika Laman Do'amar Yam Gufe Me Eretz Yisrael. Rashi over here is giving us the definition of Hushita. The first Ika da Amr, Ika Laman da Amr. This is Chachamim Rabbanan. And what is the western boundary according to Rabbanan? Again, before we get into the details of how to draw it, what is the boundary? Sfatayam. Not the sea. Sfatayam. Sfatayam is the boundary. Now, here we have to be careful to distinguish between modern Hebrew and what Rabbanan meant by Sfatayam. In modern Hebrew, Sfatayam is the beach. The beach is Sfat HaYam, right? The edge of the sea is the beach. But you realize that Sfat HaYam could have a broader meaning, and that's what it has over here, according to Rabbanan. What else could Sfat HaYam mean aside from a beach? a strip of water that would be defined in which way, let's say, geologically, what would we call this geologically?
The coast,
or generally I think what's called, there's a coastal ridge. There's a certain point at which the coast, in other words, is still continues out. That coastal ridge, the end of the coastal ridge, that's the boundary. Now, how do we know where the coastal ridge is? After all, it's underwater. We don't have sonar. How do we know where the coastal ridge is? So that's what we have within the Braisa. That what we do is we take a line. Rowin osa ki'ilu chut matuach aleihem miture amnon ad nachal mitzrayim menachut v'lifnim eretz Yisrael. That's the Sfat Hayam. Right? The Sfat Hayam is that kav. That's where the Sfat Hayam is. Anything to the east of that kav, that's Eretz Yisrael, including whatever islands, whatever nisim there may be in that area, what Rashi calls the ones that are ma'arava from the kav. Anything west of the kav is what we call yam. You have Sfat Hayam, and you have yam. Wow, okay. Here we have the Erech. This is the land mass. Somewhere over here is Ture Yamnam. Somewhere over here is Nachal Mitzrayim. We make this line. This is Sfat Hayam. And this is Yam. Right? So the boundary over here is the Sfat Hayam. It's not this area over here. This area over here is Eretz Yisrael. This line is Sfat Hayam. This line is Sfat Hayam. Beyond it is the Yam. This is Eretz Yisrael, according to Rabbana. Huh? I think that's what Rashi is telling us. Shehu ki pligi b'yam ha'gadol, shehu tchum ma'aravo shel Eretz Yisrael, pligi tanoi, ikal amandamar Sfat Hayam hu gvul. This line, that's the Sfat Hayam hu gvul. The Yam Gufe lav Eretz Yisrael. Yam Gufe begins from over here. This is Yam Gufe. So you have Sfat Hayam, you have Yam Gufe. I'm just giving, using the term coastal ridge, the Sabereta Ozen, that Sfat Hayam doesn't necessarily mean the sand, but Sfat Hayam can mean the lip of the Yam. In other words, that this lip over here, which is covered with water, is still considered to be Eretz Yisrael. Nafkamina. Are you chayav and trumos and nisos on an island over here? On an island over here. You have a ship over here transmitting to Eretz Yisrael from Harut Shefer or whatever, and a get is written on that ship, right? So over here, there's the no chayav of b'fana nechta, b'fana nechta. That same ship over here, there'd already be a chayav of b'fana nechta, b'fana nechta. That's in terms of Rabbana. Rav Yehuda disagrees. He says, this Yam is Eretz Yisrael. So what then is the western boundary of Eretz Yisrael according to Rav Yehuda?
The end of the world.
Exactly. Are you going to fall off the world? The end of the world is the Sfat Hayam. The end of the world is the Gvul. This is what we call Sof HaOlam, as Rashi describes it. And this Sof HaOlam, Rashi tells us, is the Okeanos. That never-ending sea, never-ending ocean, that's the Okeanos. In other words, until you hit the Atlantic Ocean, you are still in Eretz Yisrael. That's Rashi Maskul Rav Yehuda Omer. Kol hayam keneged avir shel Eretz Yisrael, afilu ad Okeanos lemarav, shehu besof ha'olam, harehu ke'Eretz Yisrael. The makor of Rabbanan to say that we have over here, the rule is between Sfat Hayam and Yam, namely that Yam is already outside of the picture, is which pasuk? Shen ne'emar. We don't have a rabbanon shen ne'emar. I mean, we have a pasuk. Ugvul yam, yihye lachem hayam hagadol. Right? That we speak about yam hagadol as being the gvul. The yam is already, Mediterranean is already the gvul. The chiddush of rabbanon is that we have a sfat hayam, but the yam is already the gvul, and according to Rav Yehuda, he says, I can which word? Vahayalachem ha-yam ha-gadol? U-gavul. Right? That there's a gvul beyond the yam ha-gadol. That's sofa olam. And then the Gemara asks, what do Rabbanan do with the word u-gavul? Rabbanan said the word u-gavul comes to include these nisim, namely to extend the tzvat ha-yam. So u-gavul extends. Had the Torah not said u-gavul, we would have viewed the sand as the gvul. The moment that you have u-gavul, Rabbanan extend u-gvul to include tzvat ha-yam. Rav Yehuda understands u-gvul to extend the yam until you hit the sofa olam. Yes.
So the nekudas ha-machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan, as far as bringing the two braisios, is a point past that line.
Yeah. A ship over here.
Okay.
A ship over here is, in other words, one braisa says you save it for an yachta, and one braisa says you don't.
And there's no havdina to take the machlokas of Rosh Hashanah and extend it here.
Take machlokas
of Rosh Hashanah or not?
No.
We're done with it.
Yeah. Rosh Hashanah is relevant to mitzvahs ha-tliyos ba'aretz. Mitzvahs ha-tliyos ba'aretz, we have a din that you require a kesher to karka. And the question is, how does one define the kesher to the karka in terms of gedulei karka? That's what Rashi says. But that's terms of yinika mena karka. You need yinika, you need karka, etc. That's when we move over into Rosh Hashanah. By get, it's not a din of karka, it's not a din of... It's a din of gvulot. It's a din of being within the gvulot. We have a machos over here. Whether the yam is within the gvul, because the gvul is sofa olam, or whether the yam is out of the gvul, not because the gvul is the sand, no one says that, but because the gvul is the line. That's the overview. Within the technical details over here, we have a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, regarding what does it mean to say that we have this concept of kol sheshofeya v'yored miturei amnon v'lifnim eretz yisrael miturei amnon olachutz chutza la'aretz. How does Rashi understand the mishapeya v'yored and the right? How does Rashi understand the concept of shofeya v'yored, the lifnim and the lachutz? North, south, right. There we have a mountain up here called Turei Amnon. In other words, this mountain has a ridge along the top, and then it goes down on two sides. The ridge over here, this is the northernmost boundary of Eretz Yisrael. Turei Amnon is at the corner of the ridge. So the Turei Amnon is the northwest boundary of Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Mashe came according to Tosfos. How does he understand? That the ridge is going north-south, and the elevation, or the climb the slope, is going east-west. And so Turei Amnon is the westernmost boundary of Eretz Yisrael. Where is the northwest corner of Eretz Yisrael? That's over here, Kafloria. We have, in other words, according to Rashi, Turei Amnon and Kafloria are one and the same. That's the Turei Amnon and Kafloria are the, like over here, the northwest boundary of Eretz Yisrael. According to Tosfos, Turei Amnon is the western boundary of Eretz Yisrael, and Kafloria is the northwestern boundary of Eretz Yisrael. So there are two different places. Those are technical details, because we don't know where Kafloria is, and we don't know where Turei Amnon is. There are all sorts of theories. One would want, you can buy a Hanukkah gift. The Encyclopedia Talmud did printed out their Erech on Eretz Yisrael a number of years ago as a small paperback, dealing with all of the shitos of Oli Mitzrayim, Oli Bavel, etc., and all the possibilities of where Turei Amnon is, where Kaflar, all the theories of where they may be and where Nahal Mitzrayim is. Said. What? It is on the ridge, but it's farther north than Turei Amnon.
Okay, so that's the case. Why would Rabbi Yehuda extend his north border from Kafloria if he'd have to go across land at Kafloria?
It's from the northern, it's a corner. That's, in other words.
But it's not on the bank.
What?
But it's
not on the bank.
This is basically, in other words, the, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Eretz Israel extends.
It's the northern border, that is, and I understand. But if that line has to then cross lands, that's Kuzar, when they go to cross, when it hits the bank.
The Kaplori is northern border.
Would Rabbi Yehuda define it when he gets to the coast over there, along that line, or no longer Eretz Israel?
According to Rabbi Yehuda, yeah, that there is a point. Yes. That there's a point of land which is not Eretz Israel.
No, I understand that. See, if you're within that water range, all the way to the top, and you're in Eretz Israel, and then you hit the coast, so you hit the banks of Turi Amnon, the coast over there, you're no longer in Eretz Israel.
This we're dealing with a mountain range which is on the coast. And what you're saying is that the slope below Kafloria, this is Kafloria, this slope over here, this is part of Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael extends. This is not, in other words, may I put it a little differently. Turei Amnon is the westernmost border point on land, but Eretz Yisrael extends into the sea. In other words, Turei Amnon is important as west, according to Rabbanan. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we don't care about Turei Amnon, but we care about, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Kafloria, because we're concerned with the northern boundary.
I don't understand that Rabbi Yehuda's Svara of extending the boundary along in the water of Israel from a point of land that's no longer Israel. Because if the ridge is the western border of Kafloria, that means to the west of the ridge is land that's Israel. And Kafloria is somewhere along that ridge. And we draw a line from Kafloria to Asarpa'olam. I mean, only when you hit the water is that point of Israel, but on the land that it crosses in the interim, it's not. That seems very logical.
You're 100% correct, and we'll come to that. You're very correct, and in other words, we'll take it one step. You're accurate. Okay, we'll discuss how that can work out. In terms of doing that, let's take it step by step, and first let's continue with Tosfos, and then we'll come to your Ha'ara, which I think is proper. Tosfos, Ibrahim Askil, Rav Yehuda, we have a very, very powerful question that was asked of Rabbeinu Tam. Halacha lemaisa. Shol Rav Peter Rabbeinu Tam, bisman hazeh haya leschayev Rav Yehuda lemaiser. Why she'anu b'marava shel Eretz Yisrael? Now it's according to Rav Yehuda, until Sofa Olam is Eretz Yisrael. The assumption of Rav Peter is that what does that include? Not only the yam, but also land, any land masses, right? So if it includes also parts of Spain. Southern France. Why aren't we Chayev and Trumos and Maestros in Southern France and Spain, etc.? That's Rav Petra's question. What does Rabbeinu Tam answer? What could he have answered, but what does he answer? What? In other words, basically he agrees with Rav Petra's assumption. Basically he's saying that it's correct, that according to Rav Yehuda, if the gvul is sofa olam, then we have to be consistent. And consistency means that we include the yabasha into the... But what? Just one second. But we don't pass like Rav Yehuda, right? Our only saving grace is that we don't pass like Rav Yehuda. How do we pass like Rav Yehuda in Achinami? Tosus himself... disagrees. L'chach yesh lomar, d'lokavshu hakol ole bavel. That even had we paskin like Rav Yehuda, we know that kedusha rishona kitcha l'shaita v'lo kitcha l'asad lavo, that which remains kadosh l'asad lavo, is only that which was conquered by ole bavel. Ole bavel never got to southern France and Spain. So even how we pass on Rav Yehuda, I mean, Rabbi Notam didn't know that there's a din of Olei Bavel, that the first Tosus, and the Tosus on Bezem at Aleph, Rabbi Notam defines that the boundaries of Akko, Rekem, Ashkelon, those are the Gvulos of Olei Bavel. I mean, like, why did Rabbi Notam give the answer that the Ri gives? Why does he have to say we don't pass on like Rav Yehuda? It is mashma, according to Rabbi Notam, that in Achinami, according to Rav Yehuda, Bizman hazeh once chayev trumos and maestros. What do you say? How would Rabbi Utama understand the din of Olei Bavel, yes?
Well, I mean, the problem with the din of Olei Bavel means that no kinter of Nachman and the Braisa becomes halacha meaningless. And the Braisa is talking about a time which, you know, is irrelevant halacha meisa, because it's talking about why are you then Rabban having a machlokas within a Braisa about farin yechtav for something that's only relevant to the Holy Yisrael.
You're 100% correct as to what motivated Rabbi Natan. I'm asking simply, how did he understand it? In other words, it's clear that up to now we've been assuming that you're only going to have a Fanei Nechtab and Fanei Nechtab within the world of Tosfos, either in the Gvulos of Olei Bavel, or even more Mitzumtzam in the Iker HaYishuv. We pointed out that within the Rambam we have a concept of Shem Eretz Yisrael, Bechule, that would extend perhaps the boundaries beyond Olei Bavel. But we're talking about within Tosfos. Tosfos understood that the father's boundaries that we would be dealing with in terms of B'fanei Nechta would be the boundaries of Olei Bavel. And again, the Ri would even Matam say more. So what you're pointing out is that Rabbeinu Tam is Medayik in this sugya, that kind of this doesn't apply to the west side of Eretz Yisrael, because otherwise what's the whole issue about the Sfina? It's Shalal Liba de Hilchasa. This is not, we don't find Olei Bavel, you know, setting up flags in you know, on different islands in Crete or in Cyprus. We don't find the Olei Bavel being there. So my in other words, so what's this machlokis then between Rabbi Yehuda? So Rabbi Natan leaves Olei Bavel out of the picture and says, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. But how does he do that? How do you leave Olei Bavel out of the picture? What's the difference over here between the western side of Eretz Yisrael and the rest of Eretz Yisrael? Yes? Okay, so you're correct. I mean, everything you're saying is right, but just take it one step further. How does that fit into the sugi over here? What then are we, and how then are we defining the western boundary of Eretz Yisrael according to Rav Yehuda? Yes?
We're discussing the sense of the water, the water edge of Eretz Yisrael. So it's not just that stuff where the Levon will be back to, because if you're not going to travel to anything.
But you're all dealing from a very, very technical perspective. I'm asking you to conceptualize it. How would you be able to redefine Rav Yehuda to understand this issue? Up to now, what we have according to Rav Yehuda is that this is the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. Sofa Olam is the boundary of Eretz Yisrael, with a southernmost line over here, a northernmost line over here. This is all Eretz Yisrael, and here is the boundary. And so we have the question, who cares that this is the boundary of Eretz, that the Yam is part of Eretz Yisrael, so of course it wasn't Nichbash by Olei Bavel. So how can we redefine Rav Yehuda that is not a relevant question? Yes?
Potential part of Eretz Yisrael, it can only be reincorporated.
Maybe, but how can we put it into the words of the Gemara? Yes?
Is it when you're on a boat, you're not really, you're just kind of tough to the land that you're going to, or you're not in your own...
Go back to Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda building his whole shita on? He's building his whole shita on a word in the pasuk. V'haya lachem hayam hagadol u'gvul. And he says, gvul, as we understood it up to now, was sofa olam. If we say the gvul is sofa olam, so we have a problem. Yam is really Eretz Yisrael, so shouldn't the conquest of Olei Bavel be a relevant factor? Maybe what does Ugvul mean? That what is the Gvul? Where does the Gvul begin? Maybe this is the Gvul. Maybe this is the Gvul. Namely, that we have Eretz Yisrael, Ugvul. Ugvul includes the Yam. That this, not that we say Sofa Olam is the Gvul. The Gvul, we have a broad Gvul. You can have, there's a Mashal Hedyot down on the Arava, there is the Gvul, which is about 40 yards or 50 yards across, which is like a demilitarized zone. Right? You have a line on one side that the Jordanians go up to, a line on the other side that the Israelis go up to. And if you ask, where is the Gvul? That is the Gvul. That strip of land is the Gvul. It's not a line, it's a strip. Here we have a very, very broad strip over kilometers and kilometers. We have this very broad strip that this is Ugvul. Once this is Ugvul, Then, the moment that we have over here, that Eretz Yisrael is settled by, from Akko down to north, that this is the part which is settled, then the Gvul would go kacha. This would be Ugvul. Namely, that the fact that Olei Bavel aren't here is irrelevant. This is the Gvul. It's the Gvul of Olei Bavel. So if one takes the concept of Ugvul not as a line, if one takes the concept of Ugvul as the possibility of being an area, you can have an area which is a Gvul, so the Gvul doesn't have to be conquered by Olei Bavel. Once Olei Bavel conquer this square of land, then the Gvul is the Gvul until Sof HaOlam, as an area. And that would obviate the need for Olei Bavel to be here, because right? This is all the Gvul of Olei Bavel. Yes?
It's really a problem. Presumably they would have to have conquered from the north to the south.
They conquered from Akko until Ashkelon.
Right, so I'm just doing the maps. I saw that Turi Amnon is like...
So Turi Amnon would be the Gvul, again, this is in terms of the Rambam, that would be the Turi Amnon to Nachum HaTzayim, that's the Gvul of Olei Mitzrayim.
So
in terms of the, what?
In Akinah, the Yehuda would agree that the Zman HaZeh,
we would be Mitzamsem to the Gvul of Olei Bavel, right? And it would go across.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
So you would not say by that within the Gvul as well?
Correct. That within the Gvul. The Gvul is no worse than Muvlos. I mean, the Mavlos are outside of the Gvul, and we don't say Rufan and Echtam. So the Gvul itself, Barer, that we would not say Rufan and Echtam. The Chiddush of Akko is Akko Gutzafon, the Akko Kitzafon, saying that the Gvul went under Akko. Right? The Gvul went above Ashkelon. But normally, the Gvul itself, wherever the Gvul is, that's part of Eretz Yisrael. Yes?
Is this the Ri's answer? Is that implying that according to Rabbi Judah, the Olei Mitzrayim borders of Eretz Yisrael goes all the way through France, because maybe the Olei Bavel didn't conquer everything on Sof HaOlam, but Olei Mitzrayim did. How is this part of
according
the
to Rabbeinu Tam? I mean, according
to the Reeves, the Reeves answer says that that Olei Bavel didn't conquer everything the Yamagado and beyond.
Yes,
so that sounds like but.
According to the Ri, for some reason, land has to be conquered by Olei Bavel as opposed to the Yam. In other words, that when Rabbi Yehuda said that the Yam, you don't say Fana Nechtav, but on the land you would say, because the Yam doesn't require conquest.
What about France? According to the Ri, France would enough not be part of Eretz Yisrael, just lo kavach Olei Bavel. So does that mean that Olei Mitzrayim went and conquered France when they came and conquered Israel? And everything for the rest of the...
You're asking me a very good question. I don't have the answer to your question. And again...
It sounds like no one conquered France when they went to...
You're correct. So I mean, to the best of our knowledge, Yeshua did not get as far as France.
Right.
That doesn't say that Yeshua conquered France.
Who conquered or who didn't conquer? No one conquered this area that Rabbi was talking about. They conquered the land inside the Yamagado. So if you call it the boundary, but to say that, the Olei Bavel didn't conquer it is implying that there's either a conversation regarding France, but Rabbi Yehuda simply has to be saying that this wasn't a physical kibush, this has to be some sort of halachic boundary and not any kibush boundary.
Correct. The question is just why? In other words, you're basically buttressing up what we're saying. And then the Ri says that the kibush of Olei Bavel is relevant. What you're pointing out is it's very hard to say that kibush of Olei Bavel should be relevant if kibush of Olei Mitzrayim wasn't relevant.
Right.
So why should Olei Bavel have different standards than Olei Mitzrayim? That's a very, very good point.
Kibush in general doesn't really fit into Rabbi Yehuda's shita.
Correct. And why not? So we tried to explain, because Rabbi Yehuda's shita is dealing simply with saying that we have an area of a gvul. And once we have Eretz Yisrael on land, wherever one goes north and south, wherever those two lines go, that will be the Gvul. Until Sof HaOlam, that would be the Gvul. Once it's the Gvul, it's automatically included in the Din of Eretz Yisrael without any need of Kibush, and that's the assumption of Tosos. The assumption of Tosos is that the western boundary, Sof HaOlam, includes the land masses as well. You could disagree with Tosos and say the Torah specifically says, "Vizeh lachem hayam hagodol ugvul," that we only take into account the yam hagodol as opposed to. But that's not within Tosos. Tosos takes for granted that Rav Petter the Ri, Rabbi Natan, they're all taking for granted that whatever land masses there may be, Ad Sofa Olam would be included in Rav Yehuda's Shita, just we don't pass on Rav Yehuda. What do we do with Olei Mitzrayim, with Olei Bavel? So we try to explain that perhaps we would have over here an area of a Gvul, which is automatically gets the Dinim of Eretz Yisrael the moment that that which is within the Gvul is taken care of. In terms of the Ri himself, I think you have a very, very strong point. I don't know how to answer. I think it's a very, very strong point. Why should Olei Mitzrayim have a different standard than Olei Bavel? What we have over here, and this is moving over to what Daniel asked earlier. Yes, Ethan.
If we're going by Kedushas Haaretz, then it should be by Olei Bavel, and you can just consider the rule, any rule of Eretz Yisrael, to be until the next Olei land by another nation. So in the north and south, so you have Lebanon, you have south, but in terms of the west, so that would go until Yavasha. So it makes sense why you should only get Olei Bavel.
But it says over here that it includes also Hanisim Shebiyam. You're assuming that Nisim Shebiyam are not owned by anyone?
Yeah, I mean, that's what Tosus says, no?
Tosus was bothered in terms of southern France and Spain. Why in southern France and Spain there aren't Trumas and Maestros? So he says because they weren't conquered by Olei Bavel. Okay. No. So we have a machlokas here between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi was the one who said that Rav Yehuda Shita only applies to Yam. That's Rashi. That's conventional wisdom. That's what we would have learned, etc. Peter asked Rabbeinu Tam, that appears to be somewhat arbitrary to distinguish between Yam and Yabasha. And so why distinguish? And so Tosfos is working not like Rashi. Tosfos is assuming that we have over here a Rav Yehuda theoretically deals with Yabasha. And the two answers that are offered are one is that we don't pass like Rav Yehuda. The other is even were we to pass like Rav Yehuda, we have a chisaron of kibush Olei Bavel. That Yabla pointed out is very, very problematic. What does that mean that we have a chisaron of the kibush of Olei Bavel? What does Rabbeinu Tam do with Olei Bavel? So we made a suggestion that this would be the world of Gvul. Yes.
Why would we be mechayev Nisim Shebiyam but not the continent?
Nisim Shebiyam are just that, namely, whether they are covered by water or not covered by water, they are considered to be yam. In other words, you're talking about the ocean floor comes up and goes down again, but basically you're dealing with an ocean. That's if you're asking when a Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Yam v'Yabasha, so the Nisim Shebiyam are part of the Yam. There's the world of Yam and there's the world of Yabasha. The Rambam, and then moving over to Daniel's question, Pasim Lekum, like Rav Yehuda or Rabbanan, the Rambam in Hilchos Trumos, Pasim like Rabbanan, right? That's what we would hope and that's what we expect and that's what he does. He Pasim like Rabbanan. And so, of course, he has the boundary that we would expect. So he points out that the Chol Ha'aretz shall smogo hu ma'arav hader. Sorry. The Kol Sheshofeya v'yored miturei Amnon v'lifnim Eretz Yisrael miturei Amnon alachutz chutz la'aretz v'anisim shebiyam roen osam ki'ilu chut matuach aleihem miturei Amnon ad Nachal Mitzrayim. Quotes the Gemara according to Rabbanan. The problem is not the Rambam in the text, but the problem is that we have the Rambam drew a picture. And in the picture of the Rambam, what is unusual? So the picture at the end of the Frankel Rambam. What is unusual about the picture of the Rambam? He has Turei Amnon in the south. Is it in this Rambam? Oh, I'm sorry. With the Rambam. He has Turei Amnon. It's okay. It's out there.
And he doesn't call it Turei Amnon.
Kubra.
Samnon.
You have to give it an Egyptian sounding name. No? Yeah, we have over here Ture Amnon, sort of different name, slightly different name. We have over here Nachal Mitzrayim, and we have a line going up, and a line going up, and between these two lines, this is the area which is Sfat Hayam. This is the area which, according to Rabbanan, has the din of Eretz Yisrael. It's not a line from here down to here, but two lines going up. Where, how, etc. You know, it's he brings a number of pictures. All the pictures have Ture Amnon here. Just slight differences in terms of how the pictures are made. And Zil. Okay, so these are the lines according to the Rambam. Very, very unusual. There. What? Rabbi Yehuda has Kafloria over here. That would explain the Kafloria. What?
Yeah,
so
that's why
you reject Turiyama.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yehuda is from Kafloria over here, but not on the sign.
Where did those go into?
Where did these go? Yeah. Until we went to Turkey and Greece, etc. I mean, I assume that it would stop it somehow over here, northern boundary here. So I don't know, but he just has going up the coast.
And that area with a sea, but it's within the northern border of the land, but that little pocket of the sea isn't considered Israel. Not that space.
It's a good question. That's similar to the other question. I'll come to it. I want to explain that now. When I learned Gittin the first time, it was Tavshin Kaf Hei, by Rav Aaron Gudarevich, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. And at the time when we were learning the Sugya, Rav Aaron mentioned that there was a Kabbalah that he heard from Eretz Yisrael, that Rav Chaim Yosef Zonnenfeld, who was the Rav of the Yishuv HaYoshan in Eretz Yisrael, would not go to the beach on Tel Aviv, the area of the beach of Tel Aviv Yafo, because he was afraid that perhaps it is beyond the line from Ture Amnon to Nahal Mitzrayim, the line of the Rabbanan, and he was mekabel himself not to go to Chutz Laretz, and so since he didn't know where the line went, etc. Namely, leaving aside, go back to the more classic understanding, not Rabbanan's understanding, that at the time that Rabbi Yehuda wrote the Braisa, we have over here Ture Amnon, and we have over here Nahal Mitzrayim, and the line went like this. It could be that over the years sediment grew over here, and that the beach now, Tel Aviv is now, this is the current boundary of Eretz Yisrael, that it's beyond the line. And so he wouldn't go to the beach because maybe the beach is beyond the line. That's what Rav Aaron Soloveitchik heard, and he felt that it was a very big mistake. Why did he feel it was a very big mistake? So, he didn't get involved in science. And according to modern science, what has happened is just the opposite, that the beach has eroded, and basically Eretz Yisrael is smaller than the land mass is smaller than it used to be. That when they found, if you go to Caesarea, which is up here, so the old city of Caesarea is underwater. Right? That there's with an erosion, and in other words, and now the coast has moved eastwards as opposed to westwards. But Rav Chaim Zonnenfeld was afraid maybe the coast moved westward. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik pointed out that we have a Shita Mekubetzes in Baba Metzia. What is a Shita Mekubetzes in Baba Metzia? The Gemara in Baba Metzia, Shnayim Ochsin, that most of us learned when we were children, those of us who learned Gemara when we were children. So on Daf Kuf Beis, Ahmed Aleph, let's start the bottom line of Daf Kuf Aleph Ahmed Beis, points out Haganam shenatal mizeh v'nosan lazeh v'chein Hagazlan shenatal mizeh v'nosan lazeh v'chein Hayarden shenatal mizeh v'nosan lazeh ma shenatal notal u'ma shenosan nosan. Okay, so then the Gemara gets involved in Bishlama by the Yarden, we have Yeyush, by the Gazlan, Ganav, we don't have Yeyush, ma pitom, that a person should lose ownership simply because the Gazlan came and gave his object to someone else. But we have over here a din, v'chein ha-yardein shenotal mizeh v'nosan lazeh, ma shenotal notal, u'ma shenosan nosan. Comes along Rashi and explains, Yarden, v'chein sha'ar naharot, v'tana that we're just giving an example of any river. If we have a situation of any river that changes its course, and then what used to be dry land is now under the river, and what used to be under the river is now dry land, so it could be that that will change the boundaries of individuals. That if someone had a boundary, if this was the river, and someone had land over here, another person had land over here, and then the river changed its course, and now it goes like this. So this person's land, you know, has now been expanded, and this person's land has been contracted. Masha nosan lazeh nosan, masha notal mizeh notal. The Shita Mekubetzes, however, learns differently. The Shita Mekubetzes, al atar, on daf kaf beis amud aleph, quotes most Rishonei Svarad as saying that Yarden is the Dafka. V'chein yarden shenotal pirish b'Yerushalmi l'inin kedushas ha'aretz shehayarden hayamafsik bin eretz Yisrael ve'eretz ha'amin v'echad min ha'gvul osu ha'yarden t'tziv ha'yarden u'gvul v'mishom hachi kamar hacha she'ilu natko ha'yarden me'eretz ha'amin v'hirchiv gvul ha'aretz harei ma shenosan v'hirchiv le'eretz Yisrael v'kedushas ha'aretz v'yim nimshach etzel ha'aretz v'nosan le'eretz ha'amin al chutz la'aretz yechoshev Shehakosuf tala gvul haaretz by Yarden, kivosiv haYarden ugvul. Vahashta Yarden de nokat davka. He quotes this in the name of the Ramban, in the name of the Rashba, in the name of the Rosh, in the name of the Ritva, that we should understand the Bavli in light of the Yerushalmi, that we're dealing over here with the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. Dealing over here with the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. This is the Yarden. This is Chutz La'aretz. And this is Eretz Yisrael. If the Yarden were to change its course and go like this, then this land over here that previously had been Eretz Yisrael is now Chutz La'aretz. If the Yarden were to change its course and go like this, then this land that had previously been Chutz La'aretz is now going to be Eretz Yisrael. The Yarden is the Gvul one way or the other. Namely, that whatever is Eretz to the east of the Yarden, to the west of the Yarden, etc. So, what Rav Aaron Soloveitchik pointed out to Rav Chaim Zonnenfeld is that even let's assume that Eretz Yisrael expanded, the landmass expanded to the west, this would now be Eretz Yisrael. It's no longer going to be the Gvul. The Gvul is the Sfat Hayam. The Gvul, even according to Rabbanan, moves into the Yam. The Karka is not the Gvul. So therefore, whatever is Karaka certainly is Eretz Yisrael. So we don't have, even if we're going to have that picture up on top of Turi Amnon, and there were to be land there, the land is certainly Eretz Yisrael. Land is Eretz Yisrael, the Yarden to the east, and the Yam to the west, those would be the Gvulot. Were there to be, like nowadays, things receded, so were it to recede, then we have to check where the Kav was, and know whether that's an Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz. But as long as we have land, that land is certainly part of Eretz Yisrael. That's where Rav Aaron Soloveitchik wanted to disagree with Reb Chaim Zonnenfeld Zatzal, Avraham Zadeshik Zatzal, wanted to disagree with Reb Chaim Zonnenfeld Zatzal, in terms of defining the Gvulot. Yes?
Do you mean that just the yarding that is true, that it moves, that the rules move with it, but anywhere else, no? Or?
I understood that what he's saying over here is that Eretz Yisrael, in other words, whatever is the land of Eretz Yisrael is going to be, have the Kedusha. You could learn that it's only on the west side, not on the east side, Reb Chaim Zonnenfeld would answer, that that's only on the west side of Eretz Yisrael, not on the east side of Eretz Yisrael, perhaps. Yes?
If we learn like Rashi, that it's the Sfas Hayam, so would you also change the Tzuri Amnon to Nachum Mitzrayim for him? If the land changes?
Yeah. It means that...
So could you go into the ocean and tell him?
Yes. Okay. So that's what we have over here. I mean, that's what I would like to add on Daf Chesamad Aleph up to the two dots. The Gemara then moves over to a totally different issue. Boy mine mi Rabbi Chiya bar Abba hamocher avdo l'suria kamocher b'chutz la'aretz dame o lav. Let's just start off with basics. What is the din of mocher avdo l'chutz la'aretz? We have a Mishnah on Dachmam Gilbom a days that we have a knas on the lokeach, that the eved goes free. The lokeach lost his money. The lokeach lost his money, and the eved goes free. Why do we have a knas? What does Rashi say over here on Daf Ches Amud Aleph? We have an iser to leave Eretz Yisrael. Mishum de eved shayach, we're talking about eved knani. Eved Knani is Shayach b'mitzvos, he's chayev in all mitzvos lo sa'ase, like a woman. V'osur lotzeis mei ha'aretz l'chutz la'aretz. What kind of an Iser is this, lotzeis min ha'aretz l'chutz la'aretz? Where do we find such an Iser, lotzeis min ha'aretz l'chutz la'aretz? Gemara in Ksuvah speaks about Hakol Olin, you know, Velo Hakol Maridin, etc. But the Gemara that deals with it is a Gemara Dafka Navodazara, and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. But most of us know it from the Rambam. Most of us know Gemara from the Rambam, like we know Chumash and Novi from Gemara. So we know Gemara from the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim. Sorry. Excuse me, I'm very, very sorry. Yes? Okay. In Hilchos Malachim, in Perek Hey, Halacha Tes, the Rambam Paskins, Osir Lotzeis Me'eretz Yisrael, L'chutz La'aretz, L'olam, Ela, it's according to Gemara, Ela L'mo Torah, L'isa Isha, L'hatzila Sa'akum, and that's only temporarily, V'yachzor la'aretz. Whether this Iser is an Iser d'oraisa or an Iser d'rabanan, and exactly what is the Iser based on, that's in the back of the Frankel Rambam. There are achronim who learn one way, learn another way, but we're dealing over here with an Iser, and we don't want to be machshel de eved in this Iser, and that's what the Rambam brings earlier in Hilchos Avodim. In Hilchos Avodim, the Rambam over there is similar to Rashi in Perek Ches Halacha Vav. Hamocher avdo lechutz laaretz yotza ben chorin v'kofen es rabo hasheni lichtov lo get shifrur v'avdu hadamim neima konsu kan alokeach levado she'ilu lo lakach ze lo yotza ha'eved lechutz laaretz. The problem is that we are forcing this eved who is chayev mitzvos to leave Eretz Yisrael. Tremendous Musar Haskel, this manenu. But that's the reason for the knas. However, the Tosus Rid on Daf Mem Gimel Beis gives a different reason. What's the reason of Tosus Rid? Not because of the Iser going to Chutz La'aretz, but being mafkiah him from mitzvos atzuyos ba'aretz. It's very hard to be shomer shmita if you're in Chutz La'aretz. It's very hard to be shomer trumos and maestros if you don't have a hechetimsa of trumos and maestros, and that's the reason that we have over here, the knas, being mafkiyahim from mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz. Why am I bringing this up now? The Gemara has a suffix. Bo mine Rav Chiya bar Abba. Hamocher avdo l'suria kamocher l'chutz l'aretz dame olo. What could be the suffix of Rav Chiya bar Abba? What is the status of Surya? Let's just continue a few lines in the Gemara. B'shlosha drachim shavsa Surya l'eretz Yisrael u'b'shlosha l'chutz l'aretz. Afara tame k'chutz l'aretz. Mocher avdo, that's our suffix. Maybe get me Surya, can maybe me chutz l'aretz. U'shlosha l'eretz Yisrael, chayeves b'maisir u'b'shviyas k'eretz Yisrael. Harotza likanes ba'betara nichnas. Now, what could be over here the suffix as to whether mocher avdo l'Surya, whether it's Yotze l'cheirus or not? Which is the reason for the knas. If the reason for the knas is yimafkihim from mitzvos atzliyos ba'aretz in Surya, Surya is chayevet b'maisros u'b'shviyas. You're not being mafkiyahim from those mitzvahs. If it's because we have an Easter of going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, Surya afara tameh, it has a status of Chutz La'aretz, therefore, we would have a problem of being motzi me Eretz Yisrael Chutz La'aretz. Namely, that Surya is a kilayim. Surya is a kilayim that on one hand, it has dine Chutz La'aretz, on the other hand, it has certain areas where it's similar to Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, which of these takes, you know, which of these is more meaningful, or if you want to, what is the reason for the knas? Anyways, that could very well be the subject of the war. Yes? This, over here, the sugya over here is assuming kibush yachid shmei kibush. That's the assumption of the sugya. If kibush yachid shmei kibush, then Surya is like Eretz Yisrael on a deraisa plane. You'd be chayev in meiser and truma and shviyas mi deraisa. If we say kibush yachid lav shmei kibush, you'd be chayev mi drabana.
And is it like this with plan? Because the rabbana were doze the after tamei, even though deraisa shmei kibush.
If yeah, in other words, we're saying yeah. In other words, the Easter of going to Chutz La'aretz is linked in. That's what the sugya of the Avodah Zarah deals with, a kohen going to Chutz La'aretz. In other words, what the is going. In other words, we have over here in terms of Surya certain aspects where it has a shame Eretz Yisrael afara tameh ke Chutz La'aretz mevi trumos and maestros ke Eretz Yisrael. You have a problem in terms of how do you deal with that? How can you know what is Surya? Exactly what it is.
So we're saying on a direct plane, it's Keretz Shel Gan. And we're saying for
Afra,
they were
Gan. No. We're saying even if we say Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush, the Cholzot, it's Kibush Yachid. Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush means that there are certain dinim that apply. However, because David HaMelech went ahead and did a Kibush Yachid that we're going to see later on, we have issues with the Kibush Yachid, it only introduced certain aspects of Eretz Yisrael into that area, not all aspects of Eretz Yisrael. It remains Chutz La'aretz in certain respects, and it becomes like Eretz Yisrael in other respects. And so, Yitachen, they would still have the Isur, Lotzeis, me Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz in terms of going to Surya, unless you went temporarily, or you were born in Surya. But if you're, in other words, but on the other hand, if you're, you know, in Surya, so you're five Jumas and Maisos, but what is the problem with the approach that I'm offering now, which I think would be very, very neat and nice and fit in to the Gemara? The Gemara then brings in a kal v'chomer. Boi min neighbor Rav Chiya bar Abba, hamocher avdo l'suria kamocher b'chutz la'aretz dami olo. Amar lei. Rav Chiya bar Abba was forem for the question. Tinisuha. Rav Meir omir ako ke'eretz Yisrael legitin in la'avodim lo. So if you're mocher and eved to Akko, he goes to free. Kol shekein, if you're mocher and eved to Surya, the mercha katuva, he goes free. Now we have to ask ourselves, what is the nature of Akko? What is the nature of Akko?
It's the opposite.
It depends according to whom. Okay, so let's take our shitas. Let's start off with the shita that would be the easiest to work in here. The shita of the Ri on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. What's the nature of Akko according to the Ri on Daf Beis Amud Aleph? Was Akko nichbash by Olei Mitzrayim?
Yes.
Certainly. Was Akko nichbash by Olei Bavel? According to the Ri. The Ri on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Was Akko nichbash by Olei Bavel? It was nichbash by Olei Bavel. Why then does do we say that you say coming from Akko? Because it's far from the Iker Yishuv. Namely, we have an area which was nichbash by Olei Bavel, but we have an area that was nichbash by Olei Bavel. But we say b'fanayach because it has dinim of chutzlaretz. Rav Meir Omer, he disagrees in terms of b'fanayach. Rav Meir, Akko keret Yisrael legitin. Legitin in la'avodim lo. If you sell an eved to Akko, he goes free. Are you chayv trumos ha'maisos in Akko?
Certainly.
It was nichbash by Olei Bavel. So we have a place which is chayev trumos ha'maisros, but because it's not close to the Iker Yishuv, the Eved goes free. So if we're going to have another place, let's call it Surya, which is chayev and trumos ha'maisros, but it's even farther from the Iker Yishuv, kavachomer, the Eved should go free. That's very beautiful. Namely, according to the Ri, the Gemara over here is sort of backing up our theory. Namely, that if our concern, if the whole problem is one of trumos ha'maisros, are you mafkia the Eved from Trumos HaMaisos or not? So then, in Surya, you're not mafkia the Eved from Trumos HaMaisos, but neither in Akko are you mafkia the Eved from Trumos HaMaisos. If our criteria had been Trumos HaMaisos, then the Eved wouldn't go free in Akko. Once we see the Eved go free in Akko, it's because Akko has certain characters in which it's similar to Chutz La'aretz. We say, b'fanayachta, I'm coming from Akko. Akko is rachok min ha'yishuv. So Kal Vachomer Surya, which is more rachok min ha'yishuv, we would have a problem of the Eved going free. Namely, the farther you go from the Yishuv, we're moving over into the Isur of going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. Whether this means that in Akko, Afar HaTameh, I wouldn't go necessarily that far. But one does see that the Gemara over here is making a comparison. We have two areas, according to the Ri. Both of them are Chayav in Trumos HaMaisros. And even though they're both Chayav in Trumos HaMaisros, the one which is closer to Eretz Yisrael, we say the Eved goes free, because it's not close to the Iker Yishuv. That's a diuk of Rav Chiya Bar Abba. So kind of, we have over here a sniff of being Yotzei to Chutz La'aretz. You're leaving the Iker Yishuv. You're leaving the Iker Yishuv, even though you're still chayav in Trumos HaMaisros. So Surya, which is even farther, Kal Vachomer, you're leaving the Iker Yishuv, the Eved would go free. Anyway, so Rav Chiya Bar Abba would fit into this Chakira. Whether, Shuv, Al Pi Din, the offer of Akko is Tameh, according to what we're saying over here, it should be, but I can't, in other words, I didn't see anywhere where it says that according to the Ri. Yes?
I'm understanding, but going to Akko, you're leaving Eretz Yisrael. So it doesn't say
when you say before, again, going to Akko, we have a bottom line that Rav Chiya Bar Abba is Medayek in the Mishnah, that Akko keretz Yisrael legitin. Legitin in la'avadim lo. The Ri is assuming, and the Bezim et al., the Ri assumes that Akko is Chayav in Trumos HaMaisros. That Akko was Nichbash via Olei Bavel. We have rice in the Sugya, that Akko was Nichbash via Olei Bavel. And Becholzot, even though Akko was Nichbash via Olei Bavel, the Eved goes free. So therefore, Kal Vachomer, that in Surya, which is Chayav in Trumos HaMaisros, the Eved should go free. Namely, that the criteria over here is not that of mitzvos atluyos ba'aretz. The criteria over here is more similar to Rashi of an Easter of going to Chutz La'aretz, and we're going to define Chutz La'aretz in a broader sense.
Yes? Why is that an Easter of moving Chutz La'aretz? And it's still part of Eretz Yisrael.
What is the nature of the Easter of going to Chutz La'aretz? So the Lecha Mishnah over there in Hilchos Malachim. In Hilchos Malachim, there's a whole arichus in Perakeh about the criteria of Asher Lachis Mei Eretz Yisrael, La'olam Yodur Adam the Eretz Yisrael, etc. The self Perak Vasu, the Ksuv, the Samar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kishem She'asher Lachis Mei Eretz Yisrael, Abavel, Kach Asher Lachis Mei Bavel, L'Shara Ratzos. U'Piresh Rashi, She'yesh Sham Yeshivos Marbitzos Torah Tamir. That the comparison in the Gemara seems to imply that the Easter of going to Chutz from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz is basically Kimitzion Teitzei Torah, that we have a, would you be leaving the spiritual kedusha. Continues, Kevan de Bavel kedusha machmas Torah sherba keretz Yisrael ki hechi de meretz Yisrael aser lotzeis mishum kedusha sa kach mi Bavel aser lotzeis mishum kedusha sa. Namely, that we have over here a concept of kedusha. But the moment we apply the concept of kedusha also to Bavel, clearly you're not only dealing with the question of the kedusha that relates to mitzvah satuyos baratz. We're dealing with a sense of avira deretz Yisrael, of palterin shel melech v'chule. And that is the, in other words, according to Rabbiya Bar Abba, according to the Ri, that applies to the Iker Yishuv of Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't apply when it moves to the extremities of Eretz Yisrael. So moving from the Iker Yishuv to the extremities, you have a problem of an Iser Lotzeis in Eretz Yisrael, Luchutz Laretz. Again, I'm not saying this, Rabbiya Bar Abba says this. Rabbiya Bar Abba is making a Kal Vachomer. If an Eved goes free going to Akko, Kal Vachomer, an Eved goes free going to Surya. The question is, what is Akko? So the Ri said, we saw in the Beis Meral, that Akko is a place that has Nichbashayde Olei Bavel, but it's Rachot Min HaYishuv. If that's considered to be the Eved goes free, Kavah Chomer Surya. However, we pointed out that's the sheet of the Ri. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, Akko was, the Akko spoken of in the Mishnah was not Nichbash by Olei Bavel. Right? Akko has two halves, and the half spoken about in the Mishnah was not Nichbash by Olei Bavel. And therefore, it's not Chayav and Trumos and Maestros. So what over here is the Kal Vachomer of the of Rav Chiya? How can you bring a Kal Vachomer from a place which is not Chayev to Trumos and Maestros to a place which is Chayev in Trumos and Maestros? Maybe Surya has one up on Akko. Maybe Surya is more similar to Eretz Yisrael than Akko. Akko was not Nichbash by Olei Bavel. There's no Trumos and Maestros. But in Surya there is Trumos and Maestros. So my nafkamina, that's Merchaka Tfutuva. We're talking over here in terms of an Eved. We saw according to the Tosas Rid that Mitzvah Satuyas Baretz is very important. And then we have Javasky's question that Yitachen that Akko has a status of Eretz Yisrael. Who says because Afar Atomic that makes it into Chutz Laretz? Maybe it's Eretz Yisrael with Afar Atame. But Akko, over there, it wasn't Nichbash by Olei Bavel. Lechora, there's no Kedusha at all. That Lechora has a din of Chutz Laretz. So my suggestion would be, and maybe we have a certain parallel over here between Akko and Surya. The moment we can make a parallelism, then we can say, once we have a parallelism and Surya is farther away, whatever applies to Akko will apply to Surya. What parallelism? If you recall, we pointed out that we have a world of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and we have a world of Shem Eretz Yisrael. Shem Eretz Yisrael, generally we point out, applies to the area, the Gvulos Haftacha, that were given to Avraham Avinu, perhaps the Gvulos of Eretz Mitzrayim. Ma she'en kein, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, that's dafka, the world of Olei Bavel. My nafgamina, if something has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, that's Mitzvah Satlias Baretz. My nafgamina, if something has Shem Eretz Yisrael, so it depends on according to which Rishon. According to the Ramban, if something has Shem Eretz Yisrael, there's a Mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. According to the Rambam, there's a din of Egla Rufa. There's a din of Smicha. There are dinim that apply to Shem Eretz Yisrael. Akko, according to all Rishonim except for the Ri, Akko was not nichbash by Olei Bavel, but certainly was nichbash by Olei Mitzrayim. Namely, it doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it has Shem Eretz Yisrael. Okay, let's move over to Surya. Surya is Kibush Yachid. Even if Kibush Yachid Shemei Kibush, like this Braisa over here, B'chol Zot, it has Dinei Chutz La'aretz, and it has Dinei Eretz Yisrael. So, this maybe is more, this is parallel, again, parallel to Akko, where you have certain dinim of Eretz Yisrael and certain dinim of Chutz La'aretz. In other words, Akko has Shem Eretz Yisrael and doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Here, we have a partial Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, right, and but not a full Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Namely, we're dealing with two areas that are that are similar to Eretz Yisrael in certain respects and not in other respects. And so if we find that in Akko, which is close to Eretz Yisrael, there's a knas on the Eved, kal v'chomer in terms of Surya. Namely, trying to find some common denominator between Akko and Surya. So according to the Ri, the common denominator is clear. In both Akko and Surya, you're chayav mitzvah satuyas ba'aretz. Masha'enken, both Akko and Surya have dinim of chutz la'aretz. According to the other Rishonim, we don't have kedushas ha'aretz in Akko. Akko is only bavel. What we do have is a shem Eretz Yisrael. We have certain halachas that apply. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael applies. Egla Rufa applies. The din of smicha applies. The fanei nechtam, it's more like Eretz Yisrael according to Rav Meir. And b'chol zot, even though it has an aspect of Eretz Yisrael, we say that there's a knas. Hu hadin in terms of Surya, even though it has an aspect of Eretz Yisrael, namely mitzvah satuyas baretz, since it's not totally Eretz Yisrael, then we would have over here also the same knas. But I'm not thrilled with it. According to the Ri, really this Gemara is a very, very powerful raya to the Ri. That if we're comparing Akko, if we're making a Kal v'chomer from Akko to Surya, that it appears we have a certain equation. Now, Shein can quote the other Rishonim, maximum what we get to is not an equation, but a parallelism. Okay, I leave it for you to try and help understand the Kal v'chomer of the of Rav Chiya bar Abba. Okay, we'll stop over here. What I'd like I think you already prepared it, but we'll go through it inside, is what is this din of Kibush Yachid? What is the status of Kibush Yachid? So just add a few Maramakomos, if possible. Tosus over here quotes the Sifri at the end of Parashas Ekev. If you could look into the Sifri, it would be very helpful. It's the Sifri on the Pasuk of Kol Mokom Asher Tidroch Kaf Raglechem. That's A. So we have Tosus, the Sifri. Rashi by us. There's a parallel Rashi in Tosfos in Avodah Zarah. The Rashi is on Daf Chof Amud Beis, the very bottom of Chof Amud Beis. Tosfos is on Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, which defines Kibush Yachid. The Rambams I sent you to in Hilchos Trumos and in Hilchos Malachim. That Li Neder, we'll see what's the nature of Kibush Yachid. Then we have two issues that we will discuss. One is very halacha l'maisa. How do we view Medinat Yisrael currently in terms of the world of mitzvot satuyos baretz? This was last year of Shemitah, in terms of getting things from Drom Ha'arava. In other words, so we're used to speaking about Eretz Yisrael. We have the gvulos of Olei Mitzrayim. We have Olei Bavel. And now we have a third gvul that was conquered, Bekum HaMedina, by Tzahal, and another part that was conquered in Melchemet Sheshet Tayamim. How do we define this conquering? Is this a kibush yachid? Is this a kibush rabim? We pass in kibush yachid lav shmei kibush. Kibush rabim is shmei kibush. In other words, where do we have a chiyuv of mitzvah satuyos ba'aretz? Where do we have chiyuv eshmita, etc.? So those who would like to look in the Beis Yitzchak, Lamed Dalet, it was put out as a memorial volume to Rav Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal, so they put together articles he had written in different forums. So he wrote an article on this issue. It's the first article, Din Shtachim HaMuchzakim LeGavi Mitzvos HaTluyos Ba'aretz. So a long article. I don't necessarily agree, not for me to agree with all his conclusions, but in other words, I'll mention some of the points that he raises over there. And then we have the question that Tosfos raises at the end of Tosfos. Is it possible that if all of Eretz Yisrael were to be conquered, let's say when Mashiach comes, and all of Eretz Yisrael were to be reconquered by Mashiach, and then a Jew would go ahead and buy an apartment in New York, would he be chayev in Trumos and Maisos in his backyard in New York, according to Tosus's definition of Kibush Yachid? That is the question as to whether all our Eretz Yisrael is already in our hands or not in our hands, so that, you know, that we will raise as well, simply how far do we go within the world of Kibush Yachid and Kibush Rabin. Okay, that's A. So I think most of that you're already prepared. After that, we'll move over into the sugya of Tumas Eretz Amamim. So here we have three Tosfos on Daf Kasam Ad Beis, the Sheda, Ella, and the Gozru. And I don't know whether we'll get beyond that next time, but then we move over to the sugya of Amira La'akum in terms of Kinyan Eretz Yisrael. So I'll give you Mar Makamos for that, but I don't promise that we're going to do it on Yom Rishon. We still have to do Kibush Yachid, Kibush Rabim, and the world of Tumas Eretz Amemim. But I don't know where you're holding in preparation, but if you're already prepared the sugi of Kibush Yachid and Kibush Rabim, then maybe you'll get up to the sugi of Amir Lakum as well. So I'll put Mar Makamos into the box. Okay? So I didn't have a chance to meet with all of you yet, so I'll try and do it over the next few days to discuss life. I said, how you doing?